on already.
Right.
As far back as you want to start in the old office, fine.
Why is that?
Why is that? Oh, because yesterday's doc I went to, he didn't finish.
Okay.
But you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm going to start from the two dots on Payhammer Base. It's two lines up.
Two lines up, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what can I get you?
Yeah, it's not terribly hard to mark before that, so maybe you'll have to do it on your own or something. Okay, we say in the Mishnah. Welcome. Nice to have you. Okay. We say in the Mishnah like this. We have a chatzar with a few houses, so that requires an erev chatzeres in order to be metalta in that chatzar. However, let's say you have one of the houses you own and I live in, and you keep some of your things in that house. You have the right to do that in my house. I mean, I'm renting from you, Lamarshall, or you lent me the house for the weekend, whatever it is, and you and you keep things in some of your things in the house that I'm staying in. So you don't. There's no erev required between us two. That's it. We're the only two. Then there will not be an erev, or we don't. That's what the Mishnah says. That's the last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehoshua Yeshem Tfisas Yad Shel Baal Bayis Eino Oiser. There's Tfisas Yad. It doesn't answer. So the Gemara Hechi Dami Tfisas Yad. What does it mean Tfisas Yad? Such as what? So the Gemara Gon Chatzeir Shel Bonais Ben Bonais, who's a wealthy individual. And he, when he lived at his house, it was basically a furnished house. So he didn't have like a few things in his house. In the other house, he mamish had everything in there. So that's called a tfisas yad in a way that doesn't answer. Only in such a way where it's like bonais ben bonais, who had a lot of things in the other house. Now the Gemara is going to go into a couple of stories about him. Also, one time, also the kamei de Rebbe, bonais ben bonais went in front of Rebbe. So Rebbe wanted to be mechabed him. He was about tzedakah. They wanted to be mechabed him. Amar lahu, so he said to the people around, people waiting for him, "Ponum bakum the ben mea mana, evacuate, leave a place over, give him some room, right? To a ben mea mana, a person who has 100 mana, which is apparently a lot of money. Asa in the shachina, another wealthy person. At the same time, another wealthy person came along to Rebbe." Amar lahu, so again, Rebbe was wanted to be mechabed him. Alu pandu makul ben masai mano. Here, Rebbe thought he was wealthier, so he said, "Make room for someone who has masai mano." Amar the fun of, and Bishmal ber Rabbi Yosi. So Bishmal ber Yosi said to Rebbe, "Aviv shel zeh, his father, yesh lo elef sfinas bayam. He has 1,000 ships in the sea. Ukenegdon and he also has Elef Hayaretz BeYabash. He has 1,000 cities on land. So Bunyan, what's his name again? Bunyas Ben Bunyas. You're not giving him enough respect. You introduced him as a Ben Mana. Introduced the other fellow as a Ben Masayim. You have to understand who you're dealing with. Amar Loi. So Rebbe turned to Bunyas Ben Bunyas, or maybe Rebbe turned to Bishmal Ber Yosi. He turned and he said, Lekshetayetzel Aviv. When you run into his father." Bunyas, when you run into his father, Amarloi, tell him, Adishagru became Alalu the Fonai. Don't send him such clothing. I mean, the clothing that he wore did not indicate how wealthy he was. So next time, send him clothing that would make it clear how wealthy he was, because the way he sent him was not the way to send him. Exactly. Exactly. Right? The way he sent him was not the way he sent him. I didn't realize how wealthy he was based on the clothing he was wearing. It was not the fikvaidoi to wear such clothing. Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. Rebbe gave a respect to wealthy people. Rebbe Kiva Mechabed Ashirim. Rebbe Kiva was also Mechabed Ashirim. Kedadosh Rava Bar Mari. Rebbe Kedash the Pasuk in Tehillim. Yeshev Olam Lifnei Elokim. The world sits in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning it's stable, it's safe. Chesed Ve'emes Manin Tzeru. When Chesed and Emes are done with food that... Food is given to poor people, meaning tzedakah is giving. So that's why, it says Gemara, when is it the world is safe, the world is settled in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bizman shechesed ve'ebes b'nitzuru. That's why Rebbe and Rebbe Kiva mechabed ashirim, because they do tzedakah and they keep the world safe. Based on that tzedakah, the world is safe. Just a real quick thing from the Rabbi Kiva Eger over here in Gilead Hashas. He says a very interesting thing about Rebbe, specifically Bechabed Hashirim. Rebbe was a very wealthy person. And so he says like this. He says Rebbe didn't want people to honor him based on the fact that he was a Tana, was a Talmud Chacham. To say the least, I'm saying it's hard to call him a Talmud Chacham, but the fact he was a Tana. He didn't want people to Mechabed based on that he didn't want to be Mishtamish Bekisra Shel Torah. So he knew people were going to give respect anyway. So he said, you know what? Let me be mechabed ashirim. This so people respect me based on the fact that I'm an asher, and not based on the fact I'm because of the Torah that I know. That's just because it brings b'shem the Ma'aril. It's on the page, so you can take a look at it on the page. The Gilin Hashas. Okay, but that's what it says in the Gemara. Okay, that was a digression here, right? But what the Gemara really wants to say over here is that the Tfisas Yad that does not aser in the Chatzar is a Tfisas Yad that's really Choshev. That you have a lot of furniture in there, and that's called that they don't aser on each other. But that's only according to the Gemara before. It says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Bar Bachana Amar Yischaylik. He says, no. Kigun Yosef Shem Achreisha, even like a stake, one of the parts of a plow. I'm not sure which part it is. The blade. Even the blade. All you have is something very not choshev, just the blade of a plow. That's good enough. As long as the Baal Bais has that in the other house, that's also enough. It's also enough that now they're considered to be together and they don't ask on each other, even based on such a thing. Amar Nachman Tana Devar Shmuel. Nachman says in the basement of Shmuel they say the following Yisoy, the following Klal. When does Tfisas Yad help? Dava hanitel b'Shabbos oyser. Dava she'en hanitel b'Shabbos ein oyser. Depends if it's mukta or not. If it's not mukta, if it's something that could be used on Shabbos, then it doesn't help because maybe the person will take it on Shabbos and then they won't be together anymore. I mean, just because it's there now, maybe he'll take it later, and then you won't have any tfisas yad. The tfisas yad was a temporary tfisas yad to begin with. Right, so that's not gonna be good enough. The good question: you don't say kivin shul terhutra because it's oimed not to be mutter, right? Kivin shul terhutra is something that swings back and forth. Sometimes you say it, and sometimes you don't, based on what's going. If it's unlikely to happen, then you. I'm not. That's a general, very general rule. If it's unlikely to happen, then you say oimed terhutra. If it's likely to happen that it's going to become osur, then you don't say oimed terhutra. If it's unlikely to happen. Or whatever. Okay, if it's likely to happen, you don't say it. That's basically what it depends on. Erev Shabbos, yeah.
If it's a davar usher, I can't use it, so what good is it?
I'm sorry?
If it's a davar like a plow blade.
Good, so it's going to stay there. Yeah. You know it's not going to move, so the tfisas yad is a good tfisas yad.
I don't have any need for it on Shabbos day. Right. My tfisas yad to kick in.
Right. No, but now I don't need the erev with you now.
But your position of something in the house.
Yeah, you have something in my house. Which is not going to stay the whole Shabbos. How do I know it's going to stay over Shabbos? Because you're not allowed to take it out. So now we don't need an erev between each other anymore. And now you can be metalta on the chatzar. Things you need to be metalta. No, they're together. They don't answer on each other anymore. As a tfisas yad means that now we're together in the same house. We don't. Okay, there's a chas something else. But let's say the easiest case is when just those two. So that means and chanami, but other people. So then they have to be marav, but you two are one. So that's what he said. Tanya nami hachi. We have a brayso like this also. Yesh lo tevel, yesh lo asosis. If he has fruits that are tevel, right, which are mukta. So that's tfisas yad. If he has asosis, which is like a pieces of raw metal, which again are mukta. They're not kalim. The mukta, so those things they're called davar shenitel b'Shabbos. Anything that cannot be taken on Shabbos, ain't no iser. That's a tfisas yad, and they do not ask on each other. They're one now because you know the whole Shabbos is going to stay there. It's not going to be a problem. But again, all of the Torah is something that's spoken about. When I'm saying I'm answering you what they say, it is a spoken about kasher. Okay, let's look to the next mishnah. Hamaniach beisav v'halach lishmus b'yacheres. So let's say you have a chotzer. with a few people, and one of them is not there for Shabbos. He went away for Shabbos, and he did not partake in the Erev, but also he's not there. Right? So what's the halacha there? That's going to be the subject of this Mishnah. This was a discussion in Perek Hadar also. Hamaniach beis v'alach l'shvi achers. Echad nachri v'echad Yisrael. Whether it's a nachri that was not part of a schirus, right? You were not seicher his part in the chatzar. V'echad Yisrael was not part of the Erev. Hareza oyser div Rameir says, the way Rashi teaches over here in the Mishnah, Rameir says, dir b'lo b'aylim, Shema Dira, a Dira, even though it has nobody living in it right now, it's Shema Dira, and he asked us in the Chatzar. So it's not good. He had to have been part of the Erev. No, Dira B'la Bailam, there's nobody there now. You're right, he usually does live there, but there's nobody there now. So Dira B'la Bailam, Lo Shema Dira, that's the Machlokes over here. Now the rest of these Tanoim we're going to have also hold Dira B'la Bailam, Lo Shema Dira. Who's this? Rabbi Yossi and Reb Shimon, they also deal with by Loish Madira, but there's a different reason to ask her. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Nachri Oyser. Yeah, without bittel or schiris, bittel for sure, yeah. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Nachri Oyser. Yisrael and Oyser. And Nachri would ask her. Yisrael would not ask her. She'en dech Yisrael love a b'Shabbos. Right? So he says like this. He says, a Nachri, he's not there for Shabbos. The Nachri doesn't have Shabbos. So maybe he's not there now. Maybe he'll come tomorrow afternoon, right? After he went somewhere in the morning, you know he's going to come back, right? So Nachri is going to ask it. Midir b'labai loshma dira, but maybe he'll come back. But you can't get to tohod v'hutrotro. Stam, as an aside, it does get into that, which I believe the Gemara Perek Hadar discusses. I can't recall offhand, but right, it would be the same. It's always the answer. All the literature has a million questions on it, and as far as I recall, it's always the answer is that it was likely to happen, therefore, it's not had to begin with. The Gemara Chaloyin also talks about it. That's always going to be the answer. But Yisrael ain't darkly Yisrael for Shabbos. Yisrael is not going to always. He goes away for Shabbos. He goes away for Shabbos. He doesn't come in the middle of Shabbos. It's just not going to. Even if he is within, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So we may law Yisrael is okay. We're not chayshish to come back on Shabbos. That's what Biyasi says. I mean, as long as he's not there, it's good. I'm able to come back. So by Nochi, Taka worried about it. By Yisrael, you're not worried about it. Reb Shimon Oimer, you're right. Also, Dira B'lo Bayit L'Shma Dira. It says Reb Shimon, Afilo Hiniach Beisoi. He's talking about Yisrael now. Afilo Hiniach Beisoi, V'Halach L'Shma Yisrael Bitoi. Be'ois Ha'ir. He's in the same city. He went away for Shabbos. He went to his daughter for Shabbos. Eino Oysa Shekvar Yisiyah Milibui. He's not going to come back. He gave up on his house for Shabbos. His house is not, the timers are not on. You know, whatever it is, he's not coming back. He's not coming back to his house. Zokti Gemara, Amarav, Halacha Reb Shimon. The halacha is like Reb Shimon, even in the same city, right? If he went in for Shabbos, he's out. V'davka bitoy. That's why he went to his daughter, of a bnoi loy. But if he went to his son, that rule does not exist. It's siyam iliboy. Dami inchi navach bach kalba. Ooh, nach bagur yasa puk. If a male dog barks at you, don't worry about it, he's fine. He's all bark, no bite, right, I guess. No bagriyasa, but if a female dog barks at you, get out quick, because it's dangerous.
That's the daughter-in-law.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look at all the art school and all the mafarshim. This, you have to dig deep in this. Yeah. Yeah, okay, good.
All right.
He didn't say what he holds by Nachri. L'chayr agrees that you have to worry that he comes back. He just didn't talk about it. Yeah. Alrighty, and we proceed with that Gemara. Zark the Mishnah. Alright, back to water. Now that it's gonna be a few Mishnayos now. Yeah, a few Mishnayos now based on water. Water has like different rules than the regular Mechitzas. Okay, bor shebishtei chatzeres. You have a bor that's exactly between two chatzeres. I mean, you have two chatzeres, so the mechitza between them, right? So they're separate from each other, these two chatzeres. But there's a bor half in this chatzer, half in this chatzer, smack in the middle of these two chatzeres. Looks like you have a nice picture there. Beautiful. You have a bor between these two chatzeres. Now the mechitza. Right, it's between these two, and you want to take water from your half of the bar and the other chatzah wants to take water from his half of the bar. And fashteit zech, they were not ma'arv. That's the problem at hand. Bar shei v'shei chatzeres, ein memalim einu b'shabbos, you cannot take water even for your half. Elam kein, oslo mechitza gavoy asar tfachim. You have to make a mechitza there. How do you make the mechitza? That's going to be the discussion in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and the Gemara. How do you make this mechitza? Bein milamato, bein mitoich oignoi. So that's a Tanakama. Tanakama is a bit vague. Bein milamato, bein mitoich oignoi. So what we're going to teach you is, bein milamato means right above the surface of the water. You have to make a mechitza, meaning you have the pit like this, and the water ends here, and the pit the bor keeps on going this way. Make the mechitza right above the water. 10 mechitza asar, right above the water. That's a lamato. Lamato means right on the surface, sea level, water level. Be mitoch oignoi, or above. Mitoch oignoi means within the rim of the bor, right? But above, even the water is way below that, you can make it hanging right above. That's the Tanakama. And the way we're going to explain it is that the Tanakama goes like the Beis Hillel in the next statement of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel Omer, what you just said now is the machlek is Bisham Beis Hillel. Bisham, I mean, milamata. Bisham says, no, you can't do it milamailo. You can't do it upstairs. You got to do it limata. Beis Hillel milamailo. They say you can do it milamailo. Okay, but whichever way it is, the Gemara is going to go into detail exactly where you put this mechitza. It's not enough to have the mechitza above. You have a mechitza stand between these two chazeres. You have a big mechitza, big fence between the two, right? But besides that fence, you need another mechitza that's special for the water. There's one more line in the Mishnah, but Yehuda, no. You don't need to make another mechitza. It's enough to have the mechitza above. The regular mechitza you have, it's enough. You don't need an extra mechitza for the bor. For the bor itself. Now, what's the purpose of the mechitza inside the bor? So that's going to be, it seems it's a machlokes of Rabbuna and Rabbi Yehuda, so let's get to the Gemara and we'll try to explain it there. Sorry? Also the tap. They said the tap, but it means the tap is a bigger kula, as we'll see in the Gemara. No, not outside. And the Gemara is going to explain what it means. That's about what the Gemara talks about. So let's get to the Gemara. Exactly what lamaila, what lamata means. It's very unclear in the Mishnah what it means. I'm sorry? Yeah, no, it's not lamaila mamash. It's not lamaila. We'll see in a second. Amavuna. No one says it means above the bar. So we'll see in a second. No one in the Maroim says it means above the bar. Amavuna. Lamata. What does it mean, lamata? Lamata mamish. Lamaila mamish. Vizev zibabur. So in case that's unclear also, which it sounds very unclear to me, right? What it means is that it's lamata means at water level. That's called lamata mamish. And lamaila mamish means at the top of the bor, right? Where the bor starts. Vizev zeb bor, but either way, it's gotta be inside the bor. Anywhere above the water level, right? Anywhere above the water level, even all the way to top of the, on top of the.
I mean, starting off now at the bottom of the water level.
Right.
And it goes out, it can have a space because the water.
It can have a space.
I mean, the water level.
It can have a space. It can have a space. That's what lamala means. That's what lamala means. Lamala means above the water. Right. It can be. That's the teich of lamata. V'zev zebabor. V'rav Yehuda Amar no. Lamata min amayim. Lamaila min amayim. He says no. He says lamata means on the ground, mean underneath, inside the water, so to speak. It's way inside the water. You have it stuck into the ground, and it raises whatever it raises to, as the Gemara is going to discuss in a second. And lamaila min amayim means at water level, which means the Reviuda's lamaila min amayim is the same as Ravuna's lamata. That's what comes out. But that's what Reviuda holds. Reviuda holds it's got to be touching water. It's got to be inside the water, deep. And the Gemara is going to explain further. Amar de Rabba, Bav Hanan la Abaye. He doesn't understand Rav Yehuda. So he says the Bible like this, I don't understand. How dumb Rav Yehuda lamata lamata min amayim. What did he say? It's got to be inside the water. It's got to be submerged in the water. Mashna lamata mamish deloi. Why didn't you say above the water level? Where it's not interfering with the water itself. De'arivimayo. The water literally means the water mixes around. The water swirls around the bar. Water doesn't stay where it is. It wants over here, it moves over here. We'll see what that means in a second. In fact, so what do you help? What do you have? You put it inside the water, but the water goes above the mechitzas. The mechitzas is asar tefachim. The water goes above the mechitza and mixes up over there. So what did you gain by doing it, by submerging inside the water? Amalei. So he answered him. Lo shmielach had amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Umato b'shem Rav Chiya. Didn't hear the statement Rav Yehuda Rav said, and they say b'shem Rav Chiya. Tzarech sheyiro'u roish and shekanim l'mayla min amayim tefach. The mechitza has to raise, not only is it submerged in the water all the way to the ground, it has to be raised above. You have to be able to see the mechitza above the water at tefach. So in a chanami, this way, now you stop. Now you have a mechitza that goes all the way through, basically. Okay, let's continue. One more line, then I'm going to summarize a little bit. V'su hadam Rav Yehuda lemaila lemaila min amayim. Right? He said what? It's got to be above water level. That's what it has to be. Why didn't you say all the way above at the top of the bar, way above the water? Why was that not good enough for you, Rav Yehuda? Because the water mixes up together. So if you put it right above the water surface, so what did you help? The water mixes underneath the mechitza. So anyway, it mixes up. So he answered him, you didn't hear what he said. You have to, when it's above the water level, it's not above, it's got to sink, it's got to go into the water, submerge in the water, a tefach within. Now, what's going on according to Rav Yehuda? I just want to, this concept of Rivi Maya is somewhat confusing, especially in light with the Gemara, in light of what the Gemara is going to say in the word base. Arivi Maya, literally, like I said, literally means the water mixes up. The water goes back and forth. But what the problem with that is Mavur like that in Ben Hanan alone with base. If you want to look it up inside, that's the only place I found clear where it says it. But Arivi Maya means that we're worried when you put, what are you doing? You're trying to draw water from your side. Since water mixes, the dli, the bucket you're using, is going to just go, you're going to put it there, maybe space out a little bit, and since water mixes up, it's going to go to the other side. That's the problem of a Rivi Maya. A Rivi Maya means the water's going to pull the bucket to the other side. So now, that's what Rav Yehuda was worried about. Rav Huna was not worried about that. Rav Yehuda was worried about that. Rav Yehuda said, that's why he's very machmir. That the water, so now, if the mechitza is underneath, this bucket's still gonna go above it. It's gonna put it in. The water's gonna pull it to the other side. So like there, no, you're right. You have to be, it has to stick above the water at tefach, and that's gonna prevent the bucket from going. And Gemara asked the other way also. It's lemalim in amayim. The bucket's still gonna go above the, why the water surface, the bucket's still gonna be, might go to the other side. So it's Gemara, no, it's gotta stick into the water tefach, and this way it stops the bucket from going. So in case you're confused about this concept of Rivi Maya, exactly what the problem is and what the solution is. Right? This is the problem, and that's the solution. Now, that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rav Huna, he does not have it, because he says what? You can do the mechitza even all the way above. The buck is going to go to the other side, because he's not worried about that problem. He doesn't have that problem, Rav Huna. Rav Huna is not chayshish that the buck will go to the other side. He needs a mechitza. So what is he in the mechitza there for? He needs a mechitza there just so you won't get confused. When you go to draw the water, right, you will see a big pit, a big bar there. And you will not be careful not to throw lechatchila to the other side, because you see a bar. You see it's one big entity of a bar. You see it's my bar. I'm gonna take it. So you have a mechitza just for hacker purposes. You have a mechitza to sit there and to remind you that this is your part. This is his part. Don't make a mistake. So that's why he doesn't care. I'm sorry. So you need a mechitza sulamayim. That's really what the Mishnah is about. This Mishnah is good you're mentioning it. This Mishnah is about, you need a mechitza, according to the Tanakama, according to Bishan Bisilva, in a mechitza hasuya lemaim. And only, the mechitza is going to remind you that something's going on here. There's my part and your part inside the bar needs to be made for the water. If it's a stam using the fence above, that's not going to be good enough, because that's not a suya lemaim. That's not for the water. It's not made directly for the water. That's a hecker. Breira. No, it's your water.
Are we worried I'm going to take some of the other guy's water?
No. Oh, you're not worried about you taking his water. You're worried the buck is going to go to the other side.
Well, the buck, we're not worried about the buck.
Right, you're worried about that maybe you'll take the bucket and throw it to the other side. Not realizing that not his water because Chesh Bishgul is his water. You're going to worry that you'll be metalto from his chatzah to your chatzah. Or to your bias, really, like you pointed out last week. It's really your bias that you're worried about, right? You're always worried about the bias. You're allowed to be metalto from chatzah to chatzah. Right? You can't be metalto from chatzah to your house. Right? So that's where you're not, you won't be able to bring the bucket from your house into the other side of the bar. And you won't be able to bring the water from the other side of the bar into your house to for your suda. The bear is not the question here. Okay. So that's the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Okay. Fegdemar ve'elahada amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Kaira arba materes b'churba. You have a kara arba. You have a kara that's four tefachim wide that goes from one wall to the next in a churva. It's a place where there's a lot of not many walls are still standing. So it's materes b'churva. The way Rashi explains, it's a mechitza tluya. Very shver Rashi. It's a mechitza tluya. Mechitza that's there. You could say good achas on it. You pull it down, and even though it's in the air, it's saying there mechitza tluya is matir materes b'churva. Tosfos says that's how it's going on. It's pitikra. Pitikra, you don't say whatever. That's how the mechitza works.
Only by mayim.
Oh, that's right. Right. That's part of the reason Rashi shver. Agreed. I mean, it happens to be the Gemara is going to talk about it, but that's you're right. I mean, it's a shver Rashi. Rashi says mechitza tluya. Let's see. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Kaira Arba Materes B'Mayim. A Kaira Arba is matir in water. Mean in this case, it's our case. But when he says Materes B'Mayim, it's our case. You have a bar between two chatzers, half and half. You put a Kaira Arba there, as the Mefarshim explained, that's a mechitza asuya l'mayim. You put a stick there on the board from one edge of the board to the other. That's a asuya l'mayim. So mitzad Ravuna, you're good. Ravuna says you're fine. You have a mechitza there. Materes b'mayim, he says. Materes b'mayim. So frek Gemara haka'az li dli le'idach yisa umaisi. Right? You go, what's going to happen? The dli is going to go to the other side, and you're going to grab the water from the other side. Right, and they weren't ma'ariv. That's no good. Why are you not worried about that? And for the Gemara, kimlu the rabbanon the in dli mahalach yosef ma'abar tefachim. Right, the dli is not going to go more than four tefachim. Meaning, since the kaira in the middle of the bar is four tefachim wide, because that's the only way to make a mechitza tluya or pitikra over here, is to make the kaira four tefachim wide. So the dli is not going to go that far. Okay, so that's why it's good. That's why it's not kasher in Rav Yehuda. Frek de Gemara, tachas kaira, which it seems it's also motor, it's meduik in the Losh Matez Maim, it's also motor even underneath the kaira. Miaha arivi maya. Again, the way we're touching it is, it's not going to go for tefachim. But what about underneath the kaira itself? Underneath the kaira itself is going to go and take for the water over there. Ella, you see Rav Yehuda's wrong. Rav Yehuda shlugged up the way Rashi has teaches the Gemara. Ela bishum the kalu shekil chom b'mayim. You see, there's a cool on mine. When it comes to water, chom remekel, and they let the mechitza go even without sticking into the water. So, right. So again, the way Rashi learns, when she's shlugging up Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said before the mechitza is going to stick and either from above into the water or underneath is going to go all the way up to the water. You see a kaira. A kaira is way above the water. Right, it's on the rim of the bar, and yet it's good. We don't care, but we don't worry about what Yehuda said. So you see, the kalush kila chav b'mayim. Kedibah mina rav tavla merav mechitza tluya. This is what you were talking about. Ma'al shetati b'churva. Right, is a mechitza tluya matir in the churva. Amrle ein mechitza tluya materes v'b'mayim. Kalush kila chav b'mayim. Right, we see such a concept. We see the concept is that we're matir b'mayim more than we are b'yabasha, more than we do on land. Right, on land we say there's things that prevent mechitzas from happening. On mine, we let it go. So here too, we let it go. We let the mechitza be way above the water, and it's also good. That's the Gemara. Okay, now Gemara continues mechitza tluya further. Amar Rav Yehuda lotei mechitza. Amar Rabba Bar Chana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda b'shidus Rabbi Yosi Amar. The Amar mechitza tluya materes afilu biyabasha. Right? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that a mechitza tluya, meaning even mechitza is not a suya lemaim, A mechitza stam, the mechitza of the fence that goes between the two chatzeres, that's also good enough to be mati over here, even though it's not made for the bar. So you see, he's very makeable by he's makeable by mechitza tluya. Amar b'yechad, so who does he go like? He goes like a b'yosi. He goes like a b'yosi. The amar mechitza tluya matesef be abasha. The tnan we learn mishnah and soka. Hamishal shal tfanos v'lemayla lemato. If a person is making a mechitzas from, you know, starting from up and he goes down. Bezman shikvois. If the gimel tfachim above the ground means there's no lavud, right? So then it's psula. Then it's not a good mechitza, right? You don't say mechitza tluya. Mimata lemaylo. If you're doing the mechitza, you start from ground level and you go up. Imgvois yutfachim kshera. If the yutfachim high, meaning the actual wall of the yutfachim high, then kshera, it's a good mechitza. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Kashem should be lamata lamaylo. Asara, just like all you need. Be lamaylo lamata is asar tfachim. Kach. Be lamaylo lamata asar tfachim. So too, all you need, is to have a wall, even if it's hanging in midair, as long as it's 10 tfachim in height. That's good enough, and it's matter. You can have a sukkah, basically, with the walls hanging in the air, and the srach above it. And underneath it could be open air. Doesn't make a difference. That's Shitas Rabbi Yosi Mechitza Tluya. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudan, our Mishnah is the same as Rabbi Yosi in Mishnah and Sukkah. That's what Rabbi Bachanan Rabbi Yechanan said. Says the Gemara, no. V'lohi. It's not true. V'lohi Rabbi Yehuda Savlok Rabbi Yosi. V'lohi Rabbi Yosi Savlok Rabbi Yehuda. They hold like they do not hold like each other. Rabbi Yehuda does not look Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda does not look Rabbi Yosi. At can look at Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yehuda Chatzeres there Rabbanon. He only said over here, but Rabbi Yehuda Chatzeres which there Rabbanon. Right? That when did he say the Mechitza Tluya works? It's a Rabbi Yehuda Chatzeres which there Rabbanon. Aval Sukkah da Raisa loy. But Sukkah which the Raisa, he never said such a thing over there. We're talking about making a Sukkah. It's a din da Raisa. Loy Rabbi Yosi does not look Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lokam Rabbi Yosi ela besukah de Isra say who that by sukkah it's a mitzvah sase or Isra say whatever you call it but it's that's all it is. Aval Shabbos this is skila who even though here it's only Ruvi Chatzeres, even though here it's only Derabanan, but the Maisa Shabbos is more chomer, it's Isra skila loy Amar. Okay, so that's what we see. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi do not hold like each other. I'm trying to think if I should tell you what I have shared in this Gemara. The whole time I'm thinking through, should I tell you what shared? I don't understand what this Rabbi Yehuda has to do with Mechitza Tluya at all. Even though the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda has Mechitza Tluya, I don't understand why he's doing Mechitza Tluya. I brought my girl Yankov to try to explain it to me. He doesn't. I don't think he speaks about it, from what I could see. All Rabbi Yehuda said was, you don't need a Mechitza that's special for the water. I mean, the Mechitza you have between the two Chatzeres is a good Mechitza. It's not Mechitza Tluya. You have two Chatzeres, you have a fence between them. And you have a bar, in the middle of that fence you have a bar. So where is the Mechitza Tluya exactly? The mechitza runs above the bar. That's a mechitza tluya. But I don't know. But you have a mechitza. Yeah, that was the curry before. But he's not talking about that curry now. He's talking about stamina fence. The fence will run through. Then that fence is a good. That fence is sitting on the ground, solid on the ground. There's a good mechitza between the two chatzers. He overbeats. Chabidus make on one thing. He doesn't need to go into it. So he doesn't have the chumrah of needing a mechitza asur lemaim. Okay, but what's after mechitza tluya? Mechitza. Yeah. I mean, yeah. What, let me ask you a question like this. Where Vuno said you can make a mechitza in the rim of the bar, it needs to be inside, but it could be above. Ah, it's a mechitza tluya. The answer is, he just needed all he needed was a hecker to make a mechitza specifically made for a hecker for the bar. Don't make. Where's the mechitza between the two chatzers? That's not the mechitza above. That's the mechitza running through. Again, I don't know if you have a picture there. There's a mechitza anyway running through between the two chatzers. I don't know what. So where's the mechitza tluya here? All Rabbi Yehuda said was, I don't need a specific mechitza for the bar. It's enough to have the mechitza that runs through. The mechitza that runs through is not mechitza tluya. Only the part of it that runs above the bar. Good, so he doesn't need a mechitza that's special for the mind. That's all he's saying. Again, I don't want to start. I don't want to lose my time here for the daf. But it's not a mechitza tluya. More than Ravuna is mechitza tluya. Ravuna is also mechitza tluya. Elamai, Ravuna said you need a mechitza specific for the water, and Ravuna doesn't need mechitza for the water. What? Yeah, it's a Tana. You know, versteht? Yeah, it's a Tana of the Mishnah. Say, I don't see a mechitza tluya here. Again, I didn't look. Didn't have a chance to look to the Mefarshim here. I looked at Gun Yankov. That's the sefer on Erevin. It's Gun Yankov here, which is impossible to understand. Right. 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 It's just, again, it's the mechitza of the. That's what Rebbe says in the Mishnah. That's all he says. He says the mechitza of the abosh is good enough for the bar. Also, you don't need something extra. That's all he said. You don't need something extra. What's if the mechitza? Okay, but how's Gufa? How's Gemara know to bring it? Okay, again, I don't mean to get you confused. I'm saying that it's hard to get the daf as it is in 45 minutes. So okay, but I just. Again, as I'm saying it, I have such a hard time with this question. So it's I feel I had to say it over. Okay, I'm saying maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. It seems to me like it's I don't see anything to do with the clear. Okay, that's what's going on over here in the Gemara. Anyway, the Gemara says they have nothing to do with each other. In fact, the Gemara vim taimar, meaning if you're going to tell me good, so you're telling me now that Rabbi Yossi. Does not Rabbi Yossi, who's the famous Rabbi Yossi in Gan Shas, we say Rabbi Yossi's mechitza tluya is a good mechitza. Then he taka does say by Sukkah. He says mechitza tluya is hanging in the air is a good mechitza tluya. But that's only by Sukkah now the Gemara is saying. We took out Rabbi Yossi by Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi never says it by Shabbos. If that's true, Eisa Meisr has to be Tzipori. That Meisr was done in Tzipori. A Piminasa. Lo Pi Rabbi Yossi. Right? Is it not? Is it Bitzvi over here? Oh, it's not Bitzvi. Lo api Rabbi Yossi Nasa. It was not Rabbi Yossi lived in Tzipori. He lived in Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? He lived in Galil. He lived in Tzipori. The Gemara thought, what, is it not by Rabbi Yossi? Lo api Rabbi Yossi Nasa. No, it's not like you always thought. It's not Rabbi Yossi who was Matthew that case. We'll see in a second what that case is. The case is the story in Tzipori. It wasn't him because he doesn't hold Mechitzat Luya on Shabbos. Rather, Ela api Rabbi Shma Rabbi Yossi, a son. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi was the one who was matir Nasa. That's what it was made. What's the story? Apparently not. He didn't have what? He didn't have the same shita. Right. The chiaser of Dimi Amar. What's the story? Pam achas there was a chotzer, the shach, and it was without an erev. The shach of the avia sefer tayim, but they didn't bring a sefer tayim from somebody's house. They didn't bring it to the shul. So they couldn't carry from the house where the Sefer Torah was. They couldn't carry the Sefer Torah itself. So what did they do? Parsu sadin. They made a mechitza al hamudim, and they made like a hallway, like a narrow path of mechitzas between the house and the shul. And now they had mechitzas. Now there was nobody else to aser. That area was a private, became a private area. It was separated from the rest of the chotzer via the mechitzas. And now they're able to carry the sefer Torah into the shul. Frank the Gemara. Via sefer Torah, a carboy, and they poured the sefer Torah. Frank the Gemara, parsu the chatchila bishari, right? Parsu, you mean they put the zdinim, they put the sheets out there. You can't do lechatchila. Maybe there's a term. Maybe the other. Can't do it. You can't do. Ela matzus dinim prusim alamudim. They found it already made. It was their lucky day, and they found a path with dinim made from the guy's house to the shul, so they're able to bring the sefer Torah because the chotzer didn't answer on that area.
So how did they get it out of Rishus though?
That's there was the mechitza.
So they're making everything
Rosh Hashanah. Well, it was just, I mean, it's a chotzer. Anyway, it's a chotzer. There's no Erev in that chotzer, but you don't need an Erev because the mechitza was mavdil between this area and the rest of the chotzer, which was also the carrying.
And then they still had to get it out the shul.
Yeah, no, there was, as I was saying, it was from the house. You have the house over here. You have this path made by the sdinim, by the sheets, right to the shul. So now everything was good. There's no reason to ask it. There's nobody there. What? Right, it was there. Matzus didn't prove it. They, I mean, they unfurled them, but it wasn't. They didn't put them on. They didn't put them on the chatchila. I'm not sure exactly the dinim, what are you allowed to do? I think once it's a maybe open tefach, they could just unfurl the zdinim. They didn't know that was mutter. So that's it. So now it's mutter. Now the problem was that these dinim were tluyim. It was a mechitza tluya. It didn't go all the way to the ground. It was 10 tefachim. The sodin itself, the sheets themselves were 10 tefachim in height, but they didn't reach the ground. There's 3 tefachim between the ground and the zdinim. Yeah, so who was that ma'isa done by? That's Gemara's kasha. So who did this ma'isa? Who was matter this ma'isa? It couldn't be Rabbi Yosi because he holds b'chitzat luyo is good for sukkah, but it's not good for Shabbos, right? So who was it? It must have been Rabbi Yosi. That's who it was. That's the Gemara saying it. Okay, I'm a rabba. Rabbi Yehuda v'Chananya ben Akavya amru davar echad. They both said one thing. They both had one. One mahalach, which is to be makel by water. Rabbi Yehuda had the amrin. Rabbi Yehuda is taka makel by water. Right? That we see in our Mishnah. He didn't require anything new for the bar. Rav Chana ben Akavya, who's that? What does he say? The Tanya, Chavya Kavya Oymer, Gzustra, Sheyesh ba arba amos al arba amos. You have a landing. Again, we've had this kind of case before in the previous Gemara. You have a landing that's right above the water, sticking out, right? Beachfront. Property sticking up above the water, you have this landing, and you want to try to get water on Shabbos from the water underneath, right? Now the water is a carmelis, so that's a problem. You can't carry from a carmelis to your place, to your landing. So if it's arba amos al arba amos, which is 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim, so this of Chanina ben Akavya says to do chokik ba Dalad al dalad, make a hole, a little hole in the middle of this porch, of this deck. Make a little hole, dal by dal tfachim. Umemale, that's all you need. Just make a hole in the middle and you're good. Where's the mechitza? Where's the mechitza? You have a karmelis right under the water. How are you taking from the water underneath into your shusha yachid? The answer is that you have, again, 24 by 24. In the middle, you make dalet by dalet, a whole dalet, and it needs to be bedafka dalet al dalet. Now you have a double pretending over here. You do a double pretend. You pretend and see as if the rest of the deck is bent this way. I mean, really, it's horizontal, but you pretend that it's vertical. So now you fold up all the pieces around the dalet al dalet. Right, so if dal dal dal, you have in the middle, which is the minimum reshus hayachid. You need that. Now again, because it's dal dal, because it's 24 by 24, you're left with yod 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 on all sides, right? So you make one pretend is to fold it to make it vertical, and the other pretend is to pull it all the way to the ground, all the way to the water. You have a double royin, right? Which is something we had in Daf Yud Beis, if you recall that far back, right? You have a double rain. You pretend it's folded, and you pretend it's all the way down, and you have your mechitzas, you have a shushyachad, you can take it up even without doing that. You're only pretending.
By the boat, they do that too.
What?
That came from the boat. We do that by the boat also.
By the boat? What was the deal with the boat?
Same thing. We have a flat daf, and it's very large.
Yeah.
And then you could just make it fold it down and leave them out.
Okay. And where do you have it?
The worst you could ever have is a